Welcome to The Ether. Today's Thursday, February 10th, 2022. This episode of The Ether is brought to you by Talus. Talus Protocol is the NFT platform for independent artists on Terra. Talus helps to provide artists with the tools and resources needed to transition from traditional art into the NFT world. With their V1 launch coming soon, Talus will be the place to see real-world art reflected on Terra. Be sure to join their Telegram and follow Talus on Twitter for updates on their roadmap, validator, and other Talus news. Find your next favorite artist on talus.art. This episode of The Ether is also brought to you by Orbital Command, a community validator on Terra dedicated to educating, expanding, and promoting the Lunatic community. Follow Orbital Command on Twitter using the link in the show notes to receive regular threads on Terra protocols and yield strategies, news, resources, and Twitter space discussions. You can also support their community efforts by considering them next time you're delegating or redelegating your Luna. Find out more at orbitalcommand.io. Terra Spaces appreciates the support from all our sponsors. Today on The Ether, we have the Thor Starter Raise the Cap Space with Mint Dow. Let's take a listen.
All right. Well, thanks everybody for tuning in. This is Thad. I'm the COO at Thor Starter, and we have a couple members from the Mint Dow team here to talk to me about the upcoming IDO and, more than that, what Mint Dow is building. And they've got a really exciting project going on for Terra and beyond. And so, we're just going to get an overview of what their product is, what the service is, and how they plan to roll it out, how that collaboration ties into Thor Starter, and what we've got going for 2022, because it's looking very, very exciting. You know, we've got one more member coming up. All right, I believe we have the three of you up, Bearboy, Arthur, and Adrian. If that's Adrian on the Mint Dow account, if you guys could each...
Thank you very much for the invitation, so I can start. I'm very happy that I will be able to answer a couple of questions and introduce Mint Dao to you as Thor Starter community. There are three of us from Mint Dao team, and we'll try to answer a lot of questions today to show you what is Mint Dao and who is behind it. I'm Christoph, I'm CEO of Mint Dao, and I've joined from the Mint Dao official account. With me is Arthur, our co-founder and full stack blockchain developer. And from Bearboy account, we have Adrian, who is our sales and marketing specialist.
Awesome. Hi, everyone. Pleasure to meet you all, and glad to be here.
Excellent. So just kicking things off, I know that a lot of our community are most likely pretty familiar with Mint Dao and from some of the materials we've released, but what can you give us just a high level overview of the project and what you're building?
Sure. So Mint Dao is a platform for B2B service to other companies, to other projects. We are focusing on creating and developing NFT collections for other projects, other companies that currently do not have resources or are lacking an aspect. And we are we can be seen as a premium B2B service that develops, creates, and deploys NFT collections from A to Z. And we want to make sure that all our NFT collections we create will have some additional utilities, as we've seen, and that a lot of NFTs are missing this utility aspect. And as of 2022, we think that NFTs 2.0, NFTs with utilities will be, will play a huge role in this upcoming year. So we wanted to ensure that every NFT collection we create for our business partners will have some additional utilities.
That's really interesting. You know, I think that the NFT craze, I was listening recently to Vitalik's interview on Up Only that allegedly crashed the market. He was saying that the one application for Ethereum that he never anticipated or could foresee, like the thing that completely caught him by surprise, was actually NFTs as a use for blockchain technology. And obviously, as we saw in 2021, that space entirely took off. And from my perspective, you have people building at it from various angles, whether it's an NFT project that exists just to be an NFT project. And so they, you know, create their 10,000 or however many they're going to do, and then they try to add utility afterwards. I find the idea of what you guys are doing, which is building NFT sets for projects, and that's the project that already exists with utility built in. It's a novel angle, and it's supplying a need, which is that everyone wants to be into NFTs right now. So I think that's really cool.
Yep, exactly what was interested for us the most is that we can find a project that is currently developing in some other aspects that are doing something else that do not have resources as of now, and the project that is willing to be in this NFT space as well, because NFTs are very important aspect of crypto projects as of now. And what we can do is we can actually create that NFT for them from scratch, so they don't need to put their own resources on development. And we focus on adding this utility that will add some additional functionalities, will add something more to that platform that we partner with.
That's very cool.
Yeah. If I could just add one more thing, if that's okay. So the very, very important thing to understand is that each collection which we're producing or generating will be handcrafted and specialized in the same theme as the entire platform, not our platform, but our customer platform. And a lot of the people think about us as a generator, but this is not exactly what we do, because obviously you don't create your own NFT and speak with us. We literally help with design. We help with every single aspect, as Krzysztof mentioned before, from A to Z. And this is exactly what we do, because there's a lot of speculation behind the NFT. And a very important aspect is why the people should to hold it, why the people are supposed to buy it in the first place. And you can obviously look at the asset, but then behind that asset, it has to be something. And that's when the entire idea of the MintDAO came from.
Very cool. And, you know, just for those listening, in the context of, you know, something like ThorStarter, if we want NFTs, which we do want NFTs, and we're in talks with MintDAO about getting some NFTs, but from our project perspective, obviously, we are not an NFT project. We're a venture DAO and IDEO launchpad. So we have a certain amount of bandwidth from our devs. And if we were to want to build NFT sets and really design them well, it would take dev hours. We'd have to hire artists. And when I think about what it would take logistically for me to basically build that on our own, it would be a huge pain and actually really distract from what we are trying to do. So, you know, in comes MintDAO, not just as a partner of ours, but as a service. And that's something we look at just to see it from a project perspective and say, oh my gosh, you could build NFT sets that have functionality within our tiers system. Like, that is so ideal for us. And we haven't announced a whole lot about that, but we are talking with the MintDAO team about a collaboration of that sort. So there's a little bit of leaked alpha we hope to be revealing more of as we move forward. So back to the team. I understand you guys are building on Terra. Any particular reason, or how did you guys end up in the Terra ecosystem?
Sure. So yes, we've decided to start with Terra ecosystem, and we developed our platform on Terra. There are a few things that are more worth mentioning why we've selected Terra ecosystem as our platform blockchain. So first of all, it's pretty cheap, so a lot of transactions can be done with not a lot of money, so users can easily interact with the blockchain and do not need to pay a lot of money for these interactions. But the most important aspect for us was that Terra ecosystem, when we started building the project, wasn't not that big as it is now, and there were not as much projects available here. If we compare it to Ethereum or other EVM projects, when users, there are a lot of projects in NFT space, and in Terra blockchain, there were not that many when we started with building, and still there are not many NFT related projects in Terra ecosystem. So it is much easier for us to outstand, to show, to attract new users. And also Terra blockchain is a blockchain that is growing rapidly, so there are a lot of new users from other chains coming to this one, and by coming they're looking for different interesting projects that are building on Terra, and we are really happy that we can attract such users from other chains.
Very cool. Yeah, I mean, Terra's just been it's done great in the little recent downturn, and it's just a lot of momentum behind that ecosystem. And we are very excited to have you guys as our second Terra launch. And we've obviously hammered out some kinks from our first one. And yeah, we're excited to be moving further into Terra ourselves. So up next, in terms of progress on the platform, so I guess for those listening, the way to understand it is that obviously MintDAO is a B2B service, and they're going to be having partners that they're building NFT for. And then there's the kind of the individual token holder perspective of how they're going to interface with MintDAO. So we'd love to know, how do those two things relate, and how is the experience different, let's say, for Mint token holders, or how do they contribute to what you're doing at MintDAO?
Yeah, so maybe Artur, if you could tell us a little bit more on what the user perspective, the regular user perspective on MintDAO platform will look like.
So go for it.
Yeah, so first I'll start to talk about the progress that we made. So currently we, like 2 days ago, we launched our platform where we sold our first collection. So base for the dApp that we are preparing is already done. We are still implementing some front-end side of this application. Additionally, our smart contracts are almost ready for deployment. We are still polishing up, waiting for some audits. But everything is going in the right direction, and we are almost ready for the final deployment. And in terms of user of our platform and Mint token, we are about to become a DAO. So the Mint token will stand as a voting rights in our proposals. So that's something that will add the value to it. And additionally, the Mint token holders will be able to stake it as a LP staking, and additionally a single asset staking. So Mint token can be staked by itself, and we are planning to distribute the DAO treasury, which is the certain amount of UST to the both LP and single asset stakers. So that would be the biggest value of the token. Chris, am I missing something?
That's what I wanted to hear. So simply speaking, it's worth holding staking Mint tokens. So as a Mint token holder, you can participate in the DAO treasury. So you will be rewarded from the DAO treasury. And we are introducing a double rewarding system that is rewarding stakers with both Mint tokens and UST.
Got it. Well, everybody loves the UST tie-in, obviously.
Yeah, that's what we thought of, that it's pretty, it's great to see that by staking tokens, you can get as a reward the UST. So you see the actual benefit from it, not only the tokens. So this dual rewarding system for stakers is something that we are really proud of.
Gotcha. And how is overall progress on the platform coming? What does your timeline kind of look like for the platform and for your first partnerships?
So, okay, please, Artur, go.
All right. So in terms of platform, we'll obviously try to, we will launch the platform before the TGE or right at the time of the TG. And additionally, in terms of our partnerships, we have like two or three partnerships that are in our pipeline, and we are on a really advanced stage of negotiating the terms of it. Hopefully soon we will be announcing our partnerships, and hopefully those will come up to light before our IDOs. So stay tuned, obviously.
Got it. We'll love to hear it. And looking forward to, obviously, in terms of stage of development, we love the platform before IDO, just for proof of work. And I'm excited to take a look at that, because I like the aesthetics, just your materials, your site.
So I might add to this that as we've launched our Launchpad service on 7th of February, and we started by launching our first NFT collection to the users, we think we created a great job, and the users' experience on our NFT Launchpad service was, it was rated very well. We've managed to sell out our collection within 67 seconds. So it is a big achievement from our side. And the Launchpad service is a very important aspect of our platform, which we've managed to deliver as of 7th of February. And as of now, we are working still on the rest of the platform, which is regarding the staking functionalities, buying, providing liquidity, and this kind of stuff.
Yeah, I participated in the mint, and just it's amazing how much smoother and easier using Terra Station and just Terra in general is for a mint process. And your guys' UI was all very smooth and easy, so that was impressive. But it also, it also shows how far Ethereum has to come, even though that's where most of the NFT minting and transacting is going on. Okay, so for those listening, obviously the MintDAO IDO is on the 15th of February. That's going to be at 3:30 UTC, and we're going to be offering 300K worth of Mint tokens. So in terms of that timeline, do you guys have any idea when you'll be seeding liquidity and that'll go live for trading? That's always one of the top questions from our community.
Yeah, sure. So we have a plan to see the liquidity on the 27th of February, but it will be a movable date, let's say. So we are not sure how the market will look like at this time, but we can assure you that we will provide liquidity and emit our tokens before the 15th of March. So it's pretty short afterwards. Within 1 month from the IDO.
Got it. That is really good to know. Sometimes projects just can't say yet. And anyway, the 27th, you said. That sounds great.
Yeah, that's the date we are looking for as of now. But we will see where the market will be at the time, and there we might slightly adjust this. So no promises, but it's where we are aiming to.
Got it. And so for those listening, obviously, you guys as a B2B service, everybody that would be on this space has some connection to the crypto world and interest in things being built. What kind of projects are you looking to partner with? And is there any way that the community could bring you projects?
Absolutely. It's also part of why we are building a DAO and why we are building a community, which is holding mint tokens. This is very important to us because we believe that we can create within the DAO community, we can find artists, we can find developers, we can find people with connections to different projects, which is very important for our platform, for our solution. The perfect project that could partner with MintDAO is a project that is in crypto space and which is currently developing something else, which is currently focusing on some other aspects of the roadmap, and is willing to have NFTs for their community. But as of now, they do not have enough resources, and will be willing to outsource this task, so they can contact with us, we can contact with them, we can talk together on the utility, we can think of something that is very interesting to their users, to their community, and we can take it from there and build it from scratch, and give some interfaces so their developers will have a very easy integration with that collection we create.
Yeah, just to emphasize this, we are trying to develop an NFT collections with the utility embedded inside of them. So it's not like a additional platform integration. Usually there could be something that we would have to work on, but the collection itself should deliver the utility. The platform should be only the interface that will be used in order to communicate with it.
If I can just, the last thing is that most of the businesses which are actually speaking with us at the beginning don't have to, let's say, have the certain idea what the utility is supposed to be. We have a greater creative team, and obviously the experience in the crypto industry help us to actually help them to decide what utility we can use and build for them.
Awesome. Well, I'm excited to see. I mean, obviously not being an NFT project primarily on our end, we're excited to see if we can get something built for our tiers. And then also, you know, it's hard to know what kind of different applications you can build, but I'm excited to see what MintDAO builds for its partners, because I feel like the applications are so expansive. Do you guys want to go over just in kind of vague terms what we've talked about for ThorStarter?
Sorry, I didn't get this one. So what was the question?
Oh, do you guys want to overview? Is it all right if I overview the collaboration we're talking about for ThorStarter and MintDAO?
Yeah, absolutely. We can go. You can tell what you want to share with the community. I'm glad.
Yeah. So just to leak a little bit of alpha or some details, what we have upcoming with our collaboration with MintDAO, and we're still obviously talking over what the details will be and exactly what it will look like. But our hope is to have a set built by MintDAO that will allow our tiers members and members of our community to purchase single-use NFTs that will burn Xrune and that will apply allocation multipliers to individual sales. So what this might look like from our perspective is we're not going to have it be an unlimited number per sale because we don't want to throw off allocation sizes, but this will create kind of a gamified secondary market whereby ThorStarter tiers members can buy these NFTs. They'll have cool graphics and they'll be built by MintDAO and they'll be integrated in our system. And these NFTs, in order to get them, we aren't going to take any of your Xrune. You are just going to burn it. So like, for various levels of burned Xrune, you will then get allocation boosters for the next sale that you can use. And then, there'll be a controlled number of NFTs for each sale. The idea there is we are trying to pivot our model to be as deflationary and with as low of a circulating supply as possible. So we kind of just gave these goals of ours to MintDAO, and they came back to us with these proposals. That's actually just one of them. They came back to us with three proposals for NFT sets that accomplished that end. So as of right now, the one that we're moving forward with is these allocation booster single-use NFTs, and they just burn Xrune. And if you think about what that will do for Xrune at scale and over time as we do more sales and launches, we're going to be constricting our supply and just burning Xrune perpetually, and the community will be in control of that. So we see it as super positive sum for our community. Everyone kind of wins, and we're removing Xrune from circulation. So that's the kind of thing that would have taken, just a considerable amount of dev bandwidth for our team to build while we're working on refining our sales structures and moving to new chains. So with a partner like MintDAO, we can now build that and offer that, hopefully, you know, starting in Q2, I think, to the Xrune community. So there's an exciting bit. Did I miss anything there, Christoph?
Yep, that's to create a piece of leak that you've managed to to offer to the community. But yeah, that's correct. What I can add to this, we wanted to add a little bit of gamification to that collection. So the NFT holders from that collection will somehow compete with other NFT holders on how much Extrune has been burned in that particular NFT I'm holding. So to give some, to attract some more extra burning into the NFTs.
Yes,
and so this. Sorry, Dad. If you could just add Artur again, because I think we've lost him.
Oh yes, there he is. He's back on.
Thank you.
Yeah. So, exactly that. What you said is the collection that we've discussed on that we can create that utility, that kind of utility that somehow. Promotes the desired actions from your side. So the desired action from Tor Starter is reducing the total supply of Extrune, and we can create an NFT collection that promotes that action by burning Extrune and giving in return something else. In this case, giving some boosters to scoring systems, to tier system that you have in your launch pad.
Yeah, I mean, it's super exciting for us, and the way we see it is, it's a cool use case that I think the community can wrap their heads around in the immediate sense for our project. But obviously, MintDAO is going to be working full time to build cool NFT collections, many of them with utility for projects like ours.
Exactly. This is our business model. It's how we are trying to get revenue from our work. So what we are doing is reaching out different projects, creating these collections with utilities and focusing on this utility aspect. So we wanted to make sure that the NFT token holders are actually getting something in return. So the value for the NFT is not only speculation based, but it actually, as it gives some utilities, you can somehow calculate what is the, well, let's say, minimal value that is this NFT worth.
Yeah, and just as another part of that, the interesting thing that we could add in as well is kind of this whole scoring concept. And, you know, we're thinking we really want to, at Thor Starter, begin to reward kind of some of our longest and most loyal LPs and tiers members. And using kind of NFTs and things like that, it just opens up a new means of rewarding our community, making it more meaningful to take part in Thor Starter sales and helping everybody get access to these investment opportunities. So that's about everything I have on our end. I'm thinking we open it up for a few minutes of community questions, and then we'll get back to building. So would anybody from the audience like to ask MintDAO a question?
Yeah, so if there are any questions from your side, that we'll be very glad to answer them, so you can get to know what is MintDAO a little bit more in more details.
Yeah, just for the team here, do you guys have any major things about your product you'd like to highlight or the launch that we have not yet covered?
Hard question. I think we've covered the most important aspects. So what is MintDAO and what is our business model? How do we operate and what we are creating? So I think this is clear as of now. That's I think what we wanted to share with the community today. So the community can get to know a little bit more about MintDAO and decide if they are willing to participate in our project. So become a member of MintDAO and be able to stake and be rewarded by what we've managed to create. So be rewarded from our treasurer.
Definitely. All right, well, we're going to have Crypto Italia up to the stage to ask a question. All right, Crypto Italia, you are muted.
I would like to place a question for MintDAO developers. Do you have any layout for adding utility at the work of single artists? I mean, no project like a PFP project or issuance NFT project like 5,000, 1,000, but just a small series of work of suppose painter or graphic design or another digital artist that do a series of work, a small one. Do you have any layout or idea to propose for that kind of work, or you just work on team and not individual works of individual artists?
Yep, great question. So as of now, we are, working with our team, working with in-house for the artwork of NFTs. But as we are willing to build a strong community, and we are sure that we will have some strong artists within it, we think that it's also something that will like to further investigate in the future, so we will be able to create a collection for third party project and these the artwork for that collection might be done by one particular artist that is also known, for example, in NFT space. So this is something that might take place in the future, and as of now, we are working with our illustrators, our team members. So they are responsible for creating the graphics for NFT collections we develop.
And if I can just throw one more thing on the top of it, is that we have a couple graphic designers, they're from a different industries, and we're just trying to make sure that each collection which is going to be produced by Mindao will be in a different style, as I said it before, adjusted to the business partner which we're working with. So it's not only one company or one graphic designer we have, and it's all of the collections going to be exact the same. This is not the rule we're trying to follow. It's literally we're trying to find a different designer for the different collection from the people who is working with us currently, to make sure each collection is going to be a little bit different, more adjusted to the business partner, and let's say more handcrafted or specialized, customized for each customer.
Thank you, guys, for the replies.
Awesome. That's a great question. Thank you, Crypto Italia. We're now going to have Sam's UST up to the stage for another one. Sam's, can you hear us?
No. So what's the utility of the Mint token other than a governance token? So how it will pursue in the business projects the purpose of Mint token in MintDAO?
Sir, I'm not sure if I get the question right. So you are asking what will be the utility for Mint token beside the governance?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, so Mint token, beside being a governance token, will be a token that user can stake in our stake to earn smart contract. And by staking Mint token in that stake to earn contract, you will be rewarded with both Mint tokens and UST from DAO treasury. So basically, when you believe that MintDAO will generate, expand its DAO treasury in the future by creating new collections for different projects, and you believe that MintDAO has a future for developing new collections for other projects, then you might be willing to stake your Mint tokens in this stake to earn contract, and you will be rewarded with both UST and Mint tokens.
So let me try to phrase that myself, just to see that I'm understanding it well. So if you think about it as MintDAO is a B2B service whose revenue model relies on the minting of these NFTs with their partner projects, and MintDAO receives a small amount of revenue from all of the minting of those collections to the treasury. In turn, the MintDAO treasury pays out UST from those B2B partnerships. That then gets paid out to stakers. Am I getting that correctly, Christoph?
It's almost yes. To keep it simple, maybe we can think of it like when MintDAO earns by selling NFT collections on the market or for creating partnerships with different businesses. We also supply some amount of UST to our DAO treasury, and this DAO treasury is used as a reward for Mint token stakers. Is it clear now?
Yeah. Yes. Awesome. Well, thanks for the question, Sam.
I have another question. Can I? Yeah, sure.
Holding certain amount of mint tokens does allow any special features, or holding the mint DAO chest will allow any other benefits in a Thought Starter project, like other upcoming projects on mint DAO?
Mm-hmm. So if you are a mint DAO chest holder, you are earning mint tokens by yield farming revenue strategy implemented in there. Also, if you've managed to have the legendary box, you will be able to take part in early bird sale for $200. You have this allocation for yourself. And we haven't told to the community what other utilities will be assigned with our chests, but I think that there will be something interesting aspects of that, because MinDAO chest is a collection of 1,000 chests that are our first users, our early birds, let's say. So if someone decided to buy one at the beginning, it's very important for us as a MinDAO, and we'll surely promote these users and will give some additional rewards, some additional utilities into the platform, and maybe even sometimes outside of our platform as well.
Awesome. Well, thank you for the question, Sams. Would anybody else like to come up on stage? We can maybe take one more. All right. Well, if we're going to wrap up, I'm just going to share some of the details for getting into the MintDAO sale, which again is on February 15th. So we are going to have registration through ThorStarter tiers open either by the end of today or tomorrow. It's dev dependent, but today or tomorrow, the registration will be open. Again, the way to participate in a ThorStarter sale is to be in our tiers on any network where we have a tiers contract. So that would be on Phantom, on ETH, or on Terra. And when you're in tiers, you will then have the opportunity to register interest tomorrow. Today or tomorrow, the interest registration will be open. And on the day of the sale, you will have 24 hours to claim the allocation for which you registered. And then on the 27th, we will have the TGE, or 27th or similar. You know, it's not set in stone, but the TGE will be the 27th, and you'll be able to claim some portion of those based on the prescribed vesting schedule of MintDAO.
So that's correct. If I can add, so this 27th of February is the planned date for TGE, but it can slightly differ. We will see the market situation that time. But we are sure that we'll do the TGE before the 15th of March.
Got it. Well, thanks everyone for tuning in. Again, this is MintDAO, a B2B service for NFT collections. And big picture, what comes to mind for me as an American is this saying from the American 1849 gold rush, which is in a gold rush, you want to be the one selling picks and shovels. And so in the NFT gold rush, I find it very cool that providing the service of NFTs as a service to projects, especially, I just think that the potential for MintDAO is so huge. And I am very excited to try to get my hands on some Mint token. So, thank you, everybody, for coming. And to the MintDAO team, we look forward to seeing you on the 15th on ThorStarter. And a future of collaboration, because I know that as you ink these partnerships and start publishing NFTs, we will be sharing all of those updates, because I'm guessing you'll come up with some pretty cool stuff.
Yeah. Thank you very much for the invitation. It was great to answer your questions here. And yes, I invite all of you as well to join ThorStarter IDEO on 15th of February.
All right. Great. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you, guys.
Yes, everyone, have a great rest of your week. We'll see you next week on the 15th for MintDAO. Have a good one.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Thanks for checking out another episode of The Ether. That was a ThorStarter Raise the Cap space with MintDAO, recorded on Thursday, February 10th, 2022. This episode of The Ether was brought to you by WeFund. WeFund is a community crowdfunding cross-chain incubator on Terra, and it's the first launchpad that implements a milestone funding release system to protect investors. All money raised for projects is deposited in Anchor Protocol, and it's refundable, and all decisions are based on community voting power. WeFund is community-focused and designed to be a user-friendly experience for both project creators and investors. Be sure to follow them on Twitter and join the Telegram for more information. Links are in the show notes and check them out online at WeFund.app. This episode of The Ether was also brought to you by LuArt. LuArt is the first gamified NFT platform built on the Terra network. LuArt provides a seamless minting and trading experience, all while earning you rewards just for being a user. Be sure to follow them on Twitter and join the community in the Discord server for the most up-to-date news and announcements regarding all the hot new NFT launches, platform upgrades, and new projects hitting the secondary marketplace. Are you ready to put your helmet on and join the movement? Find out more at luart.io. TerraSpaces appreciates the support from all our sponsors. For TerraSpaces.org, I'm Finn. Thanks for listening. Gotta keep it rolling like a Tesla makes me. Wanna puke my brains out all over these pastries. I'm just trying to lay here and be all lazy. Please tell the drugs they don't need to chase me. So get laced, then start your pacing. Color me impressed with all this crazy. I don't wanna be crass, but maybe I'd give my right nut for one of them Dre beats. Or maybe get dressed up all mainstream. Run for office and empty your savings. Trying to get paid in rustic cravings. Brainwashed blame game, picking up ratings. Getting all berated like madmen ladies. Hating on everything great from the 80s. Lately, the bait's been looking angry. Dainty till you see what they dangling. Like a carrot hanging off a stick. Shape of a ghost to haunt your crib. Raking in the most without boring me. Just another day in the life of a quarantine. Props to everyone who ever wrote to me. Feet opening through a new wave of growing pains. Best case, they never even notice me. Slipping a fast one into the closest gene. Stick another chicken in the crisper. Whisper the magic words and listen for the whimper. The simpler the better, so buy the dip. Blindfold on tight, ghost ride the whip. Straight at another ghost ship. Let's see what the goats win when you get tossed in the ocean and you don't swim. Not what I was hoping. Going nowhere fast, lost in the potion.
There is nothing more foreseeable as a public health crisis for, again, a world where we're just living on top of each other in crowded and polluted cities than a pandemic. Every academic, every researcher who's looked at this knew this was coming. And in fact, even intelligence agencies, I can tell you firsthand because I used to read the reports, had been planning for pandemics. And yet, when we needed it, the system has now failed us. And it has failed us comprehensively. And the thing that I find grotesque about this situation is that now the people who are being asked to sacrifice the most are the people who are in the most precarious positions, who have the least to give. We're constantly being told we're the richest country in the world.
TerraSpaces.